place else you'd rather be than right here, right now. When it's too tough for them, it's just right.
What's up, Bills Mafia? It's Joe Marino from the Draft Network, and I am your host of Locked On Bills. Good to be with you here on this Wednesday edition of the show. It's good to be home. I finally got home Tuesday mid-afternoon from my week in Indianapolis covering the NFL Scouting Combine, and now it's back to being home and getting back into my routine and being able to record this podcast from my office where I like doing it most, where I think the recording quality is the best. And it's just a better experience. You guys probably saw that video that Kyle Krabs had posted. We shared a hotel room together the final night, and I'm standing in the hotel room with the microphone on the microwave, trying to get it, you know, at a reasonable level to my face, and laptop down on the counter, and just trying to get this thing recorded. So it's nice having the boom stand and the mic and the headphones that I like to use and the recording software I like to use. So I am happy to be home. All right, so today I'm going to spend the show working through some mock draft scenarios. And I'm going to use the mock draft machine that you can find on draftnetwork.com. And what this is a mock. It's literally a mock draft simulator where you can pick the team or teams that you want to control. You can control as many or as few as you want, and you get to make the picks for the team. And the rest of the draft will be simulated based on the algorithm that we've put together that takes into account team need and those types of things, players available, et cetera, et cetera. So we're going to pick for the Buffalo Bills, as you may have guessed here on the Locked On Bills podcast, and we're going to do all seven rounds. And depending how time goes, I want to probably get to three different scenarios. And my idea is one where I go offensive tackle, one where I go wide receiver, one where I go defensive tackle in the first round. And just to kind of give you an idea of what this could look like, I hope this is ultimately an interesting show because I'm basically just going to be talking through the scenario that I'm going to do as I record the podcast. So I don't know what the results are going to be. I'm going to conduct the mock draft and just kind of narrate through my thought process, and hopefully I can paint somewhat of a visual as to what's happening, and this will be interesting for you. So let's get it going. I'm going with a seven-round mock draft, and I've picked the Buffalo Bills, and so I'm now clicking on the start draft button. All right, so I'll get a little bit more in-depth with the first-round scenario so that way you guys can know who went off the board, who's available. And so in this particular case, the first pick was Nick Bosa. The second pick was Josh Allen, third pick Juwan Taylor, fourth pick DK Metcalf, fifth pick Quinnen Williams, sixth pick Rashawn Gary, seventh pick Montez Sweat, eighth pick Brian Burns. And so this puts me in a situation where I think the logical choice would be to go with the defensive tackle, and I'm going to go with Ed Oliver. And we'll work through a mock draft simulation here where the Bills' first round pick is an interior defensive lineman, that three tech that the Bills really need. We've talked about that being a critical need. And so let's get an idea of what this could look like while we go defensive tackle in the first round and focus on some of the other needs in the second round and beyond. All right, so we're getting up to our pick here at number 40, the Bills' second round pick. We went with Ed Oliver in the first round. And so now I want to flip my train of thought back to the offensive side of the football, and I want to get either an offensive tackle or a wide receiver or a tight end. And so I'm looking at the offensive tackles. The best available are Greg Little, Yadni Kajust, Caleb McGarry from Washington, David Edwards from Wisconsin. I am not liking this group outside of Yadni Kajust, which could make me want to go with that. That way there's at least some value here. And because I don't like the options, you know, that are going to come later, so it's not like I can wait. At wide receiver, there's a lot of players I like. I'm probably going to wait on that until the third round. At tight end, Irv Smith Jr. from Alabama, Jay Sternberger are on the board. But I'm at a situation right now where I feel like if I'm going to get a player that I feel has a chance to be a starter at offensive tackle, the last one that I see on the list available that gives me that upside is Yadni Kajust from West Virginia. And so I'm going to pull the trigger on him with the 40th pick. So that puts our first two picks at Ed Oliver, defensive tackle from Houston. The second round pick, Yadni Kajust, the West Virginia offensive tackle. All right, so we're coming up in the third round here. The Bills pick number 74 overall, and I've got the defensive tackle. I've got the offensive tackle, and so now I'm going to look at wide receiver. I'm going to look at tight end and see what type of options are there that I like. At wide receiver, Terry McLaurin's available from Ohio State, who I think the Bills will love. J.J. Arcega-Whiteside from Stanford, who I think would be a good player to fit into the mix. And so those are two receivers that I get excited about. At tight end, I have Cahal Warring from San Diego State, Josh Allivers from San Jose State, and that's about it. Foster Moreau is available. So I'm kind of past those premier options at tight end, where I feel like right now I need to get the wide receiver. And I'm going to choose between Terry McLaurin from Ohio State, who I think is going to fit the Bills wonderfully in terms of giving them a speed threat, giving them a guy who's a good route runner, giving them a guy who can play special teams, and the obvious locker room fit. There's a lot of really high reviews regarding his character, and so I think he'd be a great pick. And then also at the same time, I've got J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, who would be, you know, that big-bodied possession-type receiver that's actually a detailed route runner that I think could really help the Bills give them a receiver that they don't currently have. This is a difficult decision. I'm going to go with the faster player. I think the ability for him to really stretch the field plays more to the strengths of Josh Allen. And so with the 74th pick, the Bills' third-round pick, I'm going to go with Terry McLaurin, the wide receiver from Ohio State. And so now we've completed the first three picks in the draft. Our day one and day two picks, we have Ed Oliver from Houston at number 9, Yanni Kajus, West Virginia offensive tackle at 40, Terry McLaurin, the Ohio State wide receiver at 74, and now we're into the fourth round here where the Bills have a couple of picks. And I want to look at running back, and I want to look at cornerback, and I want to look at tight end as potential positions that I think the Bills have needs. Actually, I'm going to look at edge as well, just because I think if they're going to get some help at edge, you got to get it fairly early because it becomes diminishing return. So I'm looking at edge. Justin Hollins from Oregon's a really interesting player to me. He's really toolsy, a guy that's played off ball and on the line of scrimmage, can kind of do a lot of the stuff that the Bills get from Lorenzo Alexander, but he's younger. Wyatt Ray's an interesting speed rusher. Malik Kearney's interesting from North Carolina. A lot of variance in his pass rush. I've got options here that I'm comfortable with. I think I'm going to wait on edge, which is probably a bad idea because you've got to snatch up good pass rushers. At running back, there's some guys I like here. Darrell Henderson from Memphis, Justice Hill from Oklahoma State. I really like Justice Hill. I have two fourth-round picks, so I might wait. Also, Divine Azigbo from Nebraska. I'm going to wait on running back just because I feel like even if I get one with my second fourth-round pick, I'll get a player that can help. Let's look at tight end. We have Cahal Warring from San Diego State, who's a good blocker and a really athletic guy. Foster Moreau is still there. Oh, wow, this is difficult. All right, I'm going to go with Cahal Warring, San Diego State tight end. Good blocker. Receiving upside, really had some positive flashes this past year. The Bills need to get some versatility and some players, quite honestly, with Jason Kroon being the only tight end on the roster. And so that allows me to get a player that I think can grow and develop as tight end 3 and work his way up to potentially a starter. All right, so now I'm back up at pick number 131. I've got my defensive tackle. I've got an offensive tackle, wide receiver, and tight end. And I'm looking, did Justice Hill get drafted? See, this is now I'm heartbroken. I wanted Justice Hill with this second, fourth-round pick, but somebody friggin' took him. All right, so now we're in a little bit of a bind there because that was my plan. I wanted him with pick 131. I still have Divine Azigbo, and I think, man, this is pissing me off because I really wanted Justice Hill. All right, let me go back to some of those edge options. I'm going to wait on running back. Looking at the edge options, of course, the one guy I was really excited about from Oregon, Justin Hollins, is also gone. So Wyatt Ray from Boston College and Malik Kearney from North Carolina are interesting to me. Let's look at corner. I don't like any of these corners. Not taking any of these corners right now. Oh, I'm heartbroken, guys. All right, I think the value here, I was thinking about Hunter Renfrow, wide receiver from Clemson, but I think I can wait. And I said that before, and that backfired on me. So, all right, I'm going to prioritize getting an edge. I'm going to go with Wyatt Ray from Boston College. He really came on as a senior this past year, has a lot of good vertical push up the arc in terms of his speed. I like the way he carries speed throughout the entire rush. Really developed, blossomed as a senior. So we're going to go with him. So now I have a defensive tackle in Ed Oliver, Yanni Kajust, offensive tackle, Terry McLaurin, wide receiver, Cahal Waring, tight end, Wyatt Ray, an edge rusher from Boston College. So what I really like just kind of looking at this right now is that I've done well to address the offense and defensive lines with three of my five picks. All right, so now I'm back up here at pick 147. I'm in the fifth round. I could go ahead and get that running back. I really like Divine Azigbo from Nebraska. And I'm not going to wait. Last time I waited on the running back, that backfired, and I missed out on Justice Hill, who would be perfect for that pass receiving role, that ability to really really hit home runs. 4.4 speed, guys, something the Bills just don't have right now. Divine Azigbo is a really nuanced player. Love the way that he came on as a senior. He catches the football really well. He's big. He's physical. He sees the field well. So now I've got the Bills something that they can work with for the future at the running back position and a Divine Azigbo. So more help on offense. And now the Bills are quickly back on the clock here. They have 2 fifth-round picks. So now I'm back up at 158. I think this might be the time to get Hunter Renfrow. And I know the Bills are really going to want to get that slot position correct. They went through Jeremy Curley and Ray-Ray McLeod and Isaiah McKenzie last year. And a lot of those guys, they don't really excite me. And I know that Zay Jones is a good option for the slot. But I think with the receiving core right now being Robert Foster, Zay Jones, I have Terry McLaurin and Hunter Renfrow. That gives what I think is a good mix of guys that I feel good about their ability to separate. And Josh Allen needs that, right? He needs guys that can get to their spots and get open and, not really rely on pinpoint accuracy. So I like the mix of receivers I've been able to assemble. I want to look back. So now I'm up in the sixth round, pick 181. Want to look back to the offensive line here and see if there's any players that I think could be developmental guys, and it's slim pickings. Here's a player I really like, actually. I'm going to get him. Phil Haynes from Wake Forest. I think he's a really powerful guy that moves well. He's bigger, and he tested pretty well for his size. 4-year starter for Wake Forest. And Wake Forest, you might not be familiar with them, but they have good offenses, and a big reason why is their veteran offensive line, and Phil Haynes is the best of the group. So now with our six-round pick there, Phil Haynes gives us a developmental guy in the interior that could challenge Wyatt Teller and challenge Spencer Long, and I think give the Bills somebody that's a late-round pick but still gives them some upside to develop. So we're chugging along here. The Bills have a couple of seventh-round picks, and are we on the clock here? Let's see. All right, so we're up with pick number 225. I'm going to double dip at running back. Call me crazy, but I think if the Bills can get a couple of late-round backs to really step in and really challenge. I mean, the Bills, Chris Ivory and LeSean McCoy are the two oldest running backs in the NFL that are under contract. And so I want to get some dynamic options. I'm going to go with Bruce Anderson with pick number 225. Give the Bills that that receiving back. I love his ability to catch the football. If you watch his tape, there's times where he gets down the field and makes plays on the ball. And so I think he's the type of running back that Buffalo could really take advantage of that skill set and get him some touches in space and really improve what they're doing in the screen game, get him down the field on wheel routes, those types of things. I really like that idea. All right, so I have the last pick here, the Bills' second seventh-round pick. And I kind of want to get a secondary player here. Sean McDermott really has a knack for developing these guys and getting production out of defensive backs that kind of come out of nowhere. So I'm going to see if there's any that fit the Bills. There's a couple I like here. Mark Fields from Clemson, who I think is more of a nickel. But I'm not sure. I might want to get an outside guy. Jimmy Moreland's another guy that projects as a nickel that I like. Let's see. I'm actually just going to go with Mark Fields. He came on down the stretch for the for Clemson as a senior. He tested really well at the combine. He he's actually very good in man coverage. He's physical, and I think that what it does is it gives the Bills somebody to challenge Teron Johnson a little bit, and maybe give them some value, obviously on special teams, and overall improve the depth of the secondary. All right, so here's this draft. This is the version where the Bills go defensive tackle in the first round. So we have Ed Oliver, number 9, first-round pick. Second-round pick, Yanni Kajus, offensive tackle from West Virginia. Third-round pick, Terry McLaurin, wide receiver, Ohio State, number 74 overall. In the fourth round, the Bills go Cahal Waring, tight end, San Diego State, 131. That's the Bills' second fourth-round pick, Wyatt Ray, the edge from Boston College. In the fifth round, Divine Azigbo, running back, Nebraska. Also in the fifth round, Hunter Renfrow, wide receiver, Clemson. Then I have Phil Haynes going to the Bills in the sixth round, offensive guard from Wake Forest. And then the two seventh-round picks, we have running back Bruce Anderson from North Dakota State and cornerback Mark Fields from Clemson. So I think this would be great. And so this is a good example of how the Bills can still get better on the offensive line, get some weapons. I got the Bills 2 wide receivers, 2 running backs, and 2 tight ends. Still plenty of value in defense in terms of being able to get what I think is an interesting edge rusher in Wyatt Ray, and then with that last pick, Mark Fields. So I think this is a good example that, hey, if the Bills do go defensive tackle in the first round, don't worry. There's going to be opportunities to add some pieces on defense, or excuse me, on offense later in the draft. So I like what I was able to do here, and I'm going to save this so that I can reference it in the future. And I'm going to reload another mock draft here, and this time we're going to go with an offensive player. It's either going to be an offensive tackle or a wide receiver. We'll see how the chips fall on that. All right, so I'm going to load up the mock draft machine again here, pick the Bills, and we're going to go 7 rounds again, and we're going to do the fast, and we'll start the draft here. All right, so here we go. Bills are not getting DK Metcalf because he went number 2 overall. All right, so let's make this first-round pick. I want to go offense here. The first pick was Nick Bosa. Second pick was DK Metcalf. Third pick was Josh Allen. Fourth pick was Devin White. Fifth pick was Quinnen Williams. Sixth pick was Juwan Taylor. Seventh pick was Kyler Murray. Eighth pick was Rashawn Gary. And so this is not great because I wanted to get Juwan Taylor, or I wanted to get DK Metcalf. So instead, we're going to go with Jonah Williams, offensive tackle from Alabama. He can play right or left tackle. He's done both in college, and that I don't think Deion Dawkins can play right tackle. So that's really important that you have a guy that can play either side. I think Jonah Williams is wired the right way, if you will. He's got the right DNA that Sean McDermott's looking for, and I think that he'll be a good fit. All right, so now I'm here in the second round, and we've got our offensive tackle. I'm looking at the wide receivers. Let me see if there's any defensive tackles that I like here, interior defensive line. I don't like any of these. Jeffrey Simmons, torn ACL, so he falls. Dexter Lawrence is more of a one tech. I don't see any 3 techs that are worth this pick, so we're going to wait on defensive tackle. Let's see if there's any edge rushers that I like. Chase Winovich from Michigan, he's so interesting. I might do that. I might go with Chase Winovich. Go ahead and get the Bills an edge rusher early. Let me take a look at these. No, what if I go tight end? Let's go tight end here. Let's do that. I have Irv Smith on the board, Alabama tight end. Obviously the familiarity with Brian Daboll, and the Bills need a young player at tight end to really develop into that number one. Jason Kroom can still be a good flex guy, move him around. But if you go ahead and sign some type of a veteran, you have Jason Kroom, you have Irv Smith, I think you have a nice tight end room to work with. And so now my first pick was Jonah Williams, offensive tackle, Alabama. My second pick was Irv Smith, tight end from Alabama. And so now we're back up here in the third round, and I think this is where I have to look at back. I need to look back at defensive tackle. I don't like any of these options, so we're not going to take one. And I have wide receiver. I think this time we're going to go with J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. We'll pull the trigger on him. He's a good fit for the Bills. Gives them a true alpha, bigger guy. They don't really have that. Don't confuse him with being big and not being able to separate, because he can definitely do that. And the Bills don't have a player like that right now. And so I think he gives them a really nice complementary skill set in this wide receiver room. So our first three picks, all on offense, Jonah Williams, Irv Smith, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. Now I think I've got to get some help on defense. And so I'm going to look at this defensive line group and see if there's anybody I like. And there is. This is going to be Kalen Saunders, this Western Illinois defensive tackle. This dude is crazy explosive for his size. He killed dudes at Western Illinois, man. I watched his tape. He was just running over people. He's really athletic. He really popped to the Senior Bowl. He's that guy that does the backflips, but he's also got a really infectious personality. I think he'll be a favorite of Sean McDermott's, and this gives them a young, intriguing piece to develop on that defensive line. And so you kind of pair him with Jordan Phillips. You have a couple of really big guys that are athletic that they can rotate in at that three tech position. All right, so now I'm back up in the fourth round, and I'm not going to let it happen to me again. I'm going to go ahead and get Justice Hill right now. He's a running back that I think can catch the football, challenge the boundary, has the speed that I'm looking for, and gives the Bills a dynamic option in the backfield. So last time I did this, I didn't pick him with that first fourth round pick. I let him fall, and then he got drafted, and I missed out, and so I wasn't going to let that happen again. So now I'm back up with the Bills' second fourth round pick, number 147 overall, and I'm going to look at the edge rushers. Let's see if there's anything I like. Wyatt Ray's on the board. I don't know. Maybe I want to be different. I don't know if I want to do that again in this example. Maybe there's another receiver. No, we're not going to go receiver. I've already got a tight end. I've already got a running back. Let's see if there's any interior offensive linemen that I like. And there's not. You better get these interior offensive linemen early. So hopefully the Bills can address that in free agency, because I'm not going to be able to based on the way this has fallen. Is there anything at corner I like here? Not really. Let's see. Maybe we'll just go with the best player available. Let's see if there's – just kind of forget about the positions and see if there's a player that strikes me as should not be on the board. Man, it gets barren pretty quick in this draft. I do not like the depth of this draft. I really, really don't. I'm going to go with Wyatt Ray. I know that I wanted to kind of give some different scenarios, but he just makes sense. I think he's kind of that mid-round edge that gives you some upside, and I'm not going to force it. I'm not going to try to do something different just to be different. I'm going to try to just get good players, even if it's a replicated pick, and that's our only replicated pick from the previous mock, so I'm okay with it. All right, so it's time to make the second fifth-round pick, and let's see here. Let's see. Here's another defensive tackle. I don't like any of these defensive tackles. Let's see if there's a corner worth this pick. Isaiah Johnson from Houston. He's really interesting. He's very toolsy. He's very inconsistent and raw, though. Donnie Lewis from Tulane is a guy with a lot of ball skills, 6'1", 90. Let's do that. I like this player. Donnie Lewis from Tulane makes a ton of plays in the football. I think he's got some good coverage instincts. He popped for me at the Shrine game, and so I think this will be a good chance to get the Bills a corner to add to the young mix that they have there and give some competition to Levi Wallace, who I think they want to be the starter. But, you know, if you were to go down, there's not a whole lot else on the roster. So now we're back up here with pick 181, and this is the sixth round. I double-dipped on running backs last time. Let me see if there's a receiver I like. I bet you guys would be pretty happy if I picked Anthony Johnson right here, the wide receiver from Buffalo. Let's see. I took J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. Can Anthony Johnson play special teams? I'm going to go with Anthony Johnson with this pick. I think he's got good ball skills. I think he's a good route runner. I think he would certainly challenge the depth of the roster. So I got two receivers for the Bills in this example, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside and Anthony Johnson. And so those would be some nice weapons to add to Zay Jones and Robert Foster and I guess Isaiah McKenzie. We'll see. All right, so we're coming back up here. We got the two seventh-round picks to get through, and we are up. I have not gotten an interior offensive lineman. Let's see if my guy Phil Haynes is still available, because he's about the only late-round offensive lineman that I really like. He is – oh, no, Lamont Gallard's available. Let's do that. Lamont Gallard from Georgia. He is raved about by teammates. I think he has better film. He might not be available in the seventh round once we update this again. So we'll take advantage of that opportunity and snatch him up right here. That's a really good interior offensive line piece to add. And now, let's see. It's the last pick the Bills have. I've done a lot of the similar concepts, just in different orders with different players. In my first example, I double-dipped on running back. I might do it again. I might double-dip on running back again because I have Kadri Olsen from Pitt available, and he's a bigger dude that's athletic and has a lot of power. He's a big reason why Pitt won the ACC Coastal Division and was able to play Clemson for the ACC Championship game, him and Darren Hall. And I think he'd be a wonderful pick in this situation for the Bills to get. So I double-dipped on running back again, but, I mean, I'm serious about it. You got LeSean McCoy and Chris Ivory, the two oldest backs under contract in the league. Marcus Murphy's not really been reliable. And so a couple of young pieces here to a couple of late, you know, in a late-round investment here, it makes a lot of sense because you can probably get a lot of returns on that. And if, you know, if it doesn't work out, then it's not that big of a deal. So I like what I was able to do here, and I'll rip through the entire draft again here for you as it concludes. That way you can kind of see the way this all unfolded. In the first round, I went with Jonah Williams, offensive tackle, Alabama. Second round, Irv Smith, tight end, Alabama. J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, wide receiver, Stanford. Kalen Saunders, Western Illinois defensive tackle. Justice Hill, Oklahoma State running back. Wyatt Ray, Boston College edge. Donnie Lewis, cornerback, Tulane. Anthony Johnson, wide receiver, Buffalo. Lamont Gallard, interior offensive line, Georgia. Kadri Olsen, running back, Pittsburgh. And so I you can see I'm going heavy on offense, both, you know, in both examples, but I'm still able to get some value on defense with some players that you know, that I think the Bills could develop, and they can get you know, carve out roles for the team. So that's going to do it for us today. I hope you enjoyed this. I was nervous if this would be entertaining or not. So let me know if you enjoyed this, and we'll probably do this at least a few more times throughout the course of the draft season here before the draft to kind of work through some different scenarios. Wanted to get it in certainly pre-free agency because free agency is going to really shape the needs overall and these types of discussions overall. So hit me up on Twitter. Let me know if you like the show concept, if you want me to do it again. It's kind of weird just kind of just talking through this. And so I would like to know that you enjoyed this. You can reach me on Twitter at the Joe Marino. The podcast can be followed at Locked On Bills. I'll be back again for you tomorrow. And until then, thanks so much for listening to Locked On Bills.